My name is Sarah Tulloch, Talking Writing's podcast production manager, and this is the Talking Writing Podcast. Please enjoy this episode with author and entrepreneur, Dr. Tamara Mitchell Davis. Her book, Hashtag Goal Getter, led her to start her own coaching business, encouraging other writers through their own journey to publishing. Thanks.
Welcome to Talking Writing. I'm glad that you're joining us. And just to give a brief overview of who you are, you are a coach for entrepreneur coaches and leaders, and you're helping them leverage storytelling to write their best-selling books and build their authority. And that really tracks for a lot of our readers, a lot of our listeners and audience right now, who are, most of them are aspiring authors. And so it's good for them to hear it straight from the expert's mouth, right? So let's talk storytelling and author platform. Your central premise for your business is the power of storytelling. You're a big believer. So can you tell me more about how this concept helped you write your own books? Because you're a best-selling author yourself. And yeah, how it led to you starting your business.
Yes, absolutely. So first, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to be a guest here and connect with you and also your audience. Storytelling is a huge piece of our business, the major arm of our business, the leg of our business. And it all started from me writing and publishing my very first book. Before I published, I struggled in the area of what do I write about? Where do I start? Doubting my story, if I could, you know, have what it takes, if I have what it takes to write the story, or if my story was good enough. So after working through some of those challenges, or doubts, fears, whatever we want to call it and name it, I eventually published my first book in 2017. And for me at the time, it was a goal accomplished, mission complete, and that was it. But that was not it. After publishing the book, I realized there was more opportunities as far as helping others who were challenged with the very same, you know, emotions or issues at the time. How do I turn my words into my story into a book? And I started coaching women around writing and publishing their own stories and producing anthologies, the book collaborations. So since I've published my own and several other individual book projects, in addition to book collaborations, the anthology volume series, and have become multiple best-selling authors, as well as the coach to aspiring authors, leaders who are looking to leverage their own platforms through storytelling. So it is a major piece. It's the anchor of our business. My book literally started the business because it was the book that attracted others to me for them to learn about my services in the space of coaching. And that's how I was able to fill the gap for them.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing all that, because most of the guests that we've had so far have been published traditionally. And I felt like, or we felt like, we needed to hear more about the self-publishing side as well, and what it means to live the dream of being like a full-time author, you know, and publishing on your own terms. Because that is one of the biggest draws of self-publishing, right? But and you having published anthologies, and other best-selling books, I wanted to ask, like, what is the difference between publishing, you know, vanity publishing and self-publishing? Because those two are not the same. People confuse those two, but I wanted to hear from you what the difference is.
Yeah. So for me, it was having the creative control or full creative control over the projects. So I did not go the traditional route in any of my projects. I was the creator, the marketer, everything, all things for all the projects, and even with the book collaborations. So I do hire, and I have a team that, you know, runs some of the back end of the business, the marketing, the publishing, to get it in the marketplace. But it was having 100% full creative control, and the narratives that we write, we publish, we get out there, how we show up, the stories that we tell, it was having the full control to do that. So self-publishing allowed me to do that, and just leveraging the platforms, the, you know, Ingram Sparks, KDP, Lulu, various, you know, self-publishing platforms to do just that, get our stories out there.
Yeah. And it's not, I think like a difference too is like it's purposeful. Like there is a purpose to your, and there's quality control too with your self-publishing, because a lot of or aspiring authors are worried that if they self-publish, you know, the quality control won't be there, or they won't get the validation that they need to come out with a good work. So aside from working with a team, do you have other tips to make sure that somebody who self-publishes produces their best work?
Yeah, so I do believe it is a team approach. Writing is one thing, but I pretty much map out the projects and steps or stages. So writing is the first stage. Always hiring an editor to make sure that you have a partner in the work that can be a second set of eyes for you in bringing your story to life. Seeing if there's any gaps, you know, missing pieces, developing the content that you create and really telling a story. And then you have the marketing, which should happen the entire process, not just when you're published, but even before you start writing, you can begin marketing. And then once you're published, the work does not stop with marketing. You still continue with marketing throughout. And once your story is produced, published, and in the marketplace, now this is an opportunity for you to build with what you've created. So the tips that I would share is to own the truth that you want to share. Make sure that you are somewhat confident in the story that you want to share, because it will show up, lack of or more of. And make sure that you have a team that understands the vision, the mission, and what it is that you're looking to curate, and also who you're looking to attract with your story. So stay grounded in who the message is for, because once they close the book, you want to make sure that they have information that is of value and you are directing them into their next. So what do you want them to do when they're done reading your story or reading the book? Is it something that you want them to, you know, think differently about, something you want them to share, something you want them to do? So think about the end user, think about your audience, and all of the information that you create should be connected to that audience. Your book isn't for everyone. So when you're honed in on who the message is for, who the book is for, I believe it's that much more purposeful, because now it's intentional and it's direct to not only show up and help them, but serve them where they are.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you mentioned that knowing who you are writing for, because once you think about publishing, you're no longer writing for yourself to please yourself, right? So I wanted to ask, like with your first book, Goal Getter, once you have your book out in the world, sometimes you can't control how it's being received or who reads it, right? Did you have an experience where, like a successful experience, a positive experience, that where you knew it really connected with your audience, and vice versa, if any?
Yeah. So again, when I started writing Goal Getter, for me, it was just a personal goal. It was something I've always wanted to do and wanted to accomplish what I set out to do. So I thought that was it. And it wasn't. And what led me into more of what's next was women reaching out to me to say that they saw themselves in my story. They identified with it, with my story. My story inspired them or motivated them. And that's how I knew that there was more. And they wanted help in writing their story. And that's why I say the book started the business. So that's the pro, the good, the positive of me sharing a story that I did not know would go beyond words on pages, just being a personal goal, to then make an impact. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was impactful by the women reaching out to me and then me being able to start the business and really focus on helping those who were challenged and struggling with writing their story. A con to it, or I wouldn't even say a negative, was me not doing it sooner, because I struggled for so many years and thinking about, well, is it good enough? How can I help them? What do I write about? Like questioning myself, it prolonged my process. But once I got to the place of this is where we are, I had to lean more into trust in the process. And from there, I've been able to not only write more projects or write my own books, but I've been able to create events, hence the Pen to Profit event that we have, the business courses, and really lean into what it is that I wanted to do and how I wanted to show up to help others in similar spaces.
Yeah. So let's talk about the community that you, that is ongoing. Like, you have your Pen to Profit retreats, and that's really resonated with the women who, I guess, who, from the ones who first reached out to you until now, you keep having more and more women join it. So did that fall into place right away? And why do you think authors, because writing is a solitary activity. No one can really like write for you. You know, it's better if you write it yourself. It's a solitary activity, but why do writers need community? Why do you think it's essential?
We learn more about ourselves when we write. We unpack, we discover, uncover, you know, different things when we write for ourselves. The community comes in the stories that we tell, because people are able to see themselves in our stories, you know, depending on what we write about, what we share, and the magnitude of the message, they're able to maybe feel less alone based on what it is they may be experiencing or what's going on, and really build connection around a subject matter. So in my case, it was writing your story. It was about, you know, chasing your dreams, going back to go-getter, some challenges that I experienced. And because women saw themselves in the story, it's like, okay, I'm not alone. More. And that's how I started building community. So with my book, with my story, I've been able to build community, build those connections. And writing does that, right? So when you are storytelling, people are able to see themselves in your story. And having the community to write, right? Having connections to write, when you are with individuals who understand and gets it, the challenges, the obstacles, but also the victories that come with it. It's a great feeling to be in community when you're with like-minded, like interested women or men who understand the plight, and you have that space where you can be vulnerable, that space where you can be yourself, be free, be authentic, and be tapped into your craft. And that's writing your story, where you can bounce ideas off others and just have that safe space. So I do believe in community, which is why we created the Pen to Profit community as well, for aspiring authors, published authors, and coaches, because again, it's more than just writing your story. That's the beginning, but in order to make impact, you do need to build with your story and get it out there.
Yeah, like the story serves, right? And so can you talk more about Pen to Profit, the retreats? What does it offer that, what unique thing does it offer that you think other workshops don't fulfill? Because it, obviously, like, a lot of authors jump onto your program, your Pen to Profit retreat. So tell us more about it.
Yeah, so Pen to Profit is an annual event. This year, we're in Montego Bay, April 3rd to April 7th, 2024. And we're focusing on release, reset, and reigniting the fire within. Because sometimes with the hustle and bustle, the day-to-day, the priorities, responsibilities, we can lose ourselves in the process. And that is the focus of this year. Every year, we have a different theme. But always, it's connection, it's clarity, it is community, it's being with like-minded, like-interested women who are on the same path of writing their stories, building with their stories, and growing their business. Writing is a major part of it. Storytelling is a major part of it. And when you think about businesses, all businesses have a story. They have a story that they show up to attract their ideal clients. So regardless of the industry, storytelling is a piece of it, whether it's in a book or not. And this is the purpose of Pen to Profit, to bring those stories to life, for individuals to own their truth, for them to not only write, but also learn strategies to build with their story to make the impact that they desire.
I mean, we're also wired for storytelling. Humans, you know, we learn our lessons that way. We learn how to do things. You know, we pass down generational information. And now you're talking about the realm of business. It creates not just business recall, but passing down of wisdom from different people who have learned a lot from their businesses. So what have been the memorable authors or books that have come out of your retreats? And, you know, how did that grow into the other themes? How did that inform the other themes of your retreats following that?
Yeah, so we have a book, an anthology project, 5 volumes. It's called Blessed Not Broken. And each project is a different theme. And those stories are curated based on the theme of the book. So we have those, the anthologies. We have individuals who have attended our retreats or conferences and have walked away with the blueprint to write their own books. We have individuals who've been a part of our events and have been able to grow more in their coaching practice through storytelling, right? When you tell the story or share your, you know, the narrative around who you are, what you do in your business and the services that you offer, you're able to attract individuals or repel them. And so it is about clarity. It is about connections. It is about community. And it's curating an experience for the best of all worlds. And that's what you find at Pen to Profit. So what has come out of Pen to Profit? Clarity, connections, and community. And that's what I do pride myself on, because even with the book projects, women are more connected. Women feel more confident. Women are more clear on their path, and therefore they're able to build and just make moves moving forward. So that's what comes out of it.
Yeah, I feel like the confidence, the clarity gives confidence, and a lot of writers or aspiring authors really need that confidence, because it's a daunting task to kind of put your story out in the world. And to your point, if you have clarity, that helps you articulate and the things that you feel, you know, it makes you feel like you have more authority to say what you need to say, because it's clear in your head to share, right?
Yeah. And with writing, it is more than, I say this a lot, but it's more than just writing the story, because once you write the story, you then have to tell the story. You then have to sell the story. And so you think about your book pitch, right? When you're out speaking, speaking engagement or different events, you still need to talk to your audience to tell them why they need to purchase the book, why they need to read the book, what they'll gain from the book. So it's more than just putting words on the pages, but it really does require you to market yourself differently, to talk about the book that you've created or the story that you've written. You have to show up and do that.
I'm glad you said that, because I wanted to segue into author platform, right? Because, you know, author platform, you hear that a lot these days. And number one, like, what does it really mean to build your platform as an author? And number two, it didn't seem to be a thing in the past, or you didn't really hear about this in the past, right? So what do you think has changed that makes building an author platform a necessity?
Well, it boils, in my opinion, it boils down to how do you want to be seen, recognized, or remembered, right? And we have all of these different advantages now. So think about back in the day, we didn't have all of these, you know, social media platforms or the access to technology. And so that's a way to build your author platform, if it's, you know, leveraging your social media platforms. Speaking engagements, having a podcast, hosting events, it's all these different avenues that you can explore, that you can grow in, that you can build with to be known for that particular thing. And that's where your platform comes in. Author is a title. Platform is something that you build, you stand on, you represent, you speak to, you're remembered by, you know, people connect with you because of it. And so it is important to have a platform, because you're the go-to, you're the expert. You know, this is an area that you're recognized for. And when people are talking, you want to be the buzz. There's like, okay, well, contact Dr. Tamara if you want to write your story.
Yeah.
Neva, if you want to, you know, have your book edited. This all comes with, you know, building your platform, and that takes marketing as well.
Yeah. So you talk about author platform and marketing as separate. Can you explain more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so marketing is a strategy, and platform that is there. You drive traffic to your different platforms, in my opinion. So how I show up, the stories I tell, I'm driving traffic to a particular area on my platform. So
okay.
If it's my Facebook, if it's my Instagram, my TikTok, et cetera, I am still curating an experience. I'm still showing up, telling the stories, and I'm driving traffic to my website, to my platforms, or different spaces and places that I hold. So that's why I speak to it separately, because I do believe that by way of marketing, you are able to build your platform and eventually merge them together. But it does take marketing in order for you to be seen, recognized, and remembered.
I see. There's a lot of, conversations around platform and marketing and how all of this seems like a lot of work for someone who just wants to come out with a book, right? And so how do you tackle the mindset around that, like for a coach or an entrepreneur who just really wants to publish their book and then not spend so much time with the marketing and the platform? Or how do you reconcile those two things so that it doesn't take away from what they want to do?
Yeah, so you have great questions, Neva. Let's just say that. So I think that, my opinion, I do believe that it boils down to how the individual, how the author wants to move and build with what they've created. Mm-hmm. So going back to what I shared in the beginning, at the time, it was just me accomplishing a goal. That was it. And if that's the reason, then that's the reason for them. If they're looking to build their platform or create, additional products, services, if they're looking to sell more copies of the book, if they're looking to hold space as an expert around a particular subject matter, it does require them to market themselves in that way. And so coming up with a strategy, like, where do you want to show up? What's the content that you're creating for people to know you, like you, trust you? And how consistent are you sharing your information or sharing your message? That's a start, right? But it's also having a plan, it's having a strategy, and there's options. Either you can do it yourself or you hire someone to do it for you. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you get to decide what it is that you want to do, how you want to move with it, how you want to lead with it, how you want to grow with it. Once you make that decision, now the next decision is like, how do I get the message out there? What do I need? Do I need a team? Do I need to hire an agency? Is this something I can do on my own? Or maybe you're not able to do it on your own, but the work still needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. I like that. The work still needs to happen. And the work, whether you just want to publish your book or whether you want to create more out of that, you still have to focus on the know, like, and trust factor, right? So for somebody starting out who wants to make an impact through their book, what kind of effort or what strategy do you think is the foundation that they should focus on first, in your experience?
Yeah. So in my experience, you can definitely start marketing early on. Mm-hmm. Don't wait until the book is printed and published to start marketing the book. Start getting some grounding and footing on the message, on who you are and how you want to show up, because you can use that information to tell the story. And start marketing it accordingly even before it's printed and published. Once it's printed and published, then you become the billboard of your story. So everywhere you go, this is the message, this is the theme, this is how you show up, this is what you share. And so I think leveraging some of those tips, if you will help you or guide you in what you share and what you how you show up. So as an example, with my first book, Goal Getter, everything was about goal getting. It was about, not only writing the goal, but really pursuing your dreams. What did that mean? Breaking it down into tasks that was achievable, attainable for you. And how do you do that, right? It's goal setting. It's having that high thing up, whether it's the pie in the sky, but how do we take off bits and pieces to get to that place? So everything I was doing, the workshops I created, the events I held, the messages, my marketing, my social media, everything I was doing, even the merchandise I created. It was all about being a go-getter. And so I created that buzz and that momentum around this term, which was then connected to the book, which was then connected to my story.
That's right. And then it's amazing that something like that could be a book that you don't really think about that every day. That's becoming a catalyst. But I think you've hit a segment in the market where there's these authority figures or coaches and experts in the field who want to express themselves in that way. So I think, like, for me, the first challenge when working with such authorities in the field would be, like, from all of the knowledge that they have, how do you know which one needs to be a book from their concepts? I'm sure they have, like, a lot of concepts or courses or, like, all of their other stories. How do you pick which one to do first, or which one should be developed into a book?
Well, there's a few places you can start, because we all have, like, there's a bunch of ideas that come to us throughout the course of a day. You could, of course, leverage social media to put some feelers out there, to do your own research, to see, you know, what ideas or what's the buzz right now, what's resonating, what's trending. You can also do like a focus group and ask, like, your ideal readers what they are interested in, what they're looking for. You could also, you know, put some questions or surveys out there on your social media platforms, or if you have an email list, to ask an audience to see, again, what's trending, what's buzzing, but also pay attention to what's out there now. Like, as of right now, you hear everything, and from what I can see, everything is about showing up as yourself, being authentic, being a trailblazer, or, you know, pursuing your goals and dreams. And that's the buzz, or the words that I'm hearing now. And so if someone was writing a story, of course, they could leverage what's happening now, what's trending now, as what they, where they can start. But that's a way to get some feedback on what's, you know, what's the buzz out here. Think about what you're seeing around you, and also put some feelers out there and ask questions of others that you're connected to as far as your ideal reader, ideal client, and see what information that they need, you know, need some support with or need help, whatever they need, what they're looking to get or gain, and allow that to be a guide for you and what you create in the stories you tell.
Like, in short, it doesn't always need to be so laborious, just coming from you, right? It's a lot like building a business, you know, kind of validating it to whether people need it or not. So are you saying, like, you using the platform or using focus groups, you validate whether the story is something that people resonate with? Was that what you were trying to suggest?
So my suggestion would be on the topic, because all books have a topic, they have a theme, or the topic, to see what's resonating with others out there and what you're seeing to determine, well, where do I start? I mean, we have so many books on the inside of us. We have ideas all the time. And so it is about picking one as a start, but you don't have to end there. You're just starting. And then based on where you start can determine how you create or craft a message that could still be connected to the theme of the book, because it's always about how you curate the story. We can tell the same story in different ways, or, you know, come from different angles and still connect it to a common theme or a common purpose or a common message.
I feel like we're getting a lot of really good tips here, you know, that is not the usual advice that you would hear when you're writing a book. So thank you for that. But I was going to ask too, what about your personal projects? I know you have, like, an anthology, an anthology on deck, but what about your personal projects? Do you have, like, a book project coming up, or are you thinking of writing something soon?
Yeah, so I have two, actually. I have my individual project, and this is a good example, based on the business, or, you know, for those who are listening, if you have a business, and what the business is focused on, you could write a book just sharing your expertise of, that topic. And so my book, I've already shared about our Pen to Profit event. I do have my Pen to Profit book that's coming out to talk about the different stages of not only the pen side of it, writing, but also building with it. So I'm leveraging the event, the book space, the business to be a part of my next book, which is Pen to Profit. So that will be out in the next 30, 60 days. And then we do have our anthology project with women sharing their stories as it pertains to the coaching space. And so challenges that they've encountered, but how they've been able to persevere, overcome, and, you know, find their purpose within and leverage that as a positive and grow their business or just lean into something different. I haven't quite decided on a topic yet as far as or title of the book, but I know it will be another game changer. The women are excited. So we do have quite a few women on that project as well, and that will be released in the summer.
So as a final, thank you for sharing all that. We're excited to look out for those books. But as a final question, we always ask this with all our guests because we have a running question that's been going on about writing. And the question is, what is the use of writing? So from your perspective in self-publishing and business, because writing seems, you know, is always associated with like something associated with art or something that's cultural, but it's not always associated with something quote unquote useful, right? But the central, as you said, storytelling is everywhere. It's not just in literary format. Like storytelling influences everything. So in your view, what is the use of writing? Why is it important to us?
So I think the use of writing can be twofold. I think it's informational, of course, but I also think it's the connections that come from writing. When individuals share their stories, and when I say share their stories, I'm talking about like nonfiction, non-fictional stories. When you share your story, it allows you to connect, to make connections, to build relationships, to for others to even see the human behind the brand, behind the business. And that is the connection piece. Most people who stand up, even for speaking engagements, they stand up and they, you know, before they get into their talk, you always hear a piece of their story, how they arrived where they are, or even when they're speaking, they talk about how they arrived where they are or where they plan to go. It's all connected back to their personal story. Although it may be from a professional place, it's always the storytelling piece of it. So I am a huge component or a huge advocate for storytelling. I do believe it's power in storytelling because that's where the connection, the transformation, and even the community comes from. And I just believe it's such a powerful tool to use.
That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And once again, thank you for being our guest today. I'm looking forward to the books that will come out of your In 30 to 60 Days and the anthology as well. And any last messages or invitation for our audience before we go?
Of course. So my parting words would be no one can tell your story better than you can. So lean more into sharing your story because you never know who it can impact. And of course, if you are an aspiring author, published author, or coach looking to leverage the power of storytelling, then join us at our Pen to Profit retreat. This is an annual event, but definitely be on the lookout for great things happening and tell your story. Show up and tell your story.
Thank you, Tamara. We will make sure to post all the information here for our listeners. And thank you very much. From us and Talking Writing, have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. And thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Talking Writing Podcast. We're an independent literary site and nonprofit organization based in the Boston area, but with contributors from around the world. Since our founding in 2010, we've relied on donations to keep publishing and podcasting. To donate to TW, you can use the donate button on the rss.com page of this podcast or visit talkingwriting.com/donate. And of course, feel free to drop us a line at editor@talkingwriting.com.